This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure. M is for marshmallow. Hello, and welcome to the Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Koziak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. Today, we'll focus on a favorite fireside treat, the marshmallow. Believe it or not, the origins of the sweet and fluffy marshmallow we know today lie in the marshes of Europe and West Asia, with an herb known as Althea officinalis, commonly known as marshmallow. The marshmallow plant has long been valued for its medicinal properties. It was used by physicians in ancient Egypt, ancient Greece, and during the Renaissance to soothe sore throats and ease inflammation. Before you reach for that bag of marshmallows to help your aching tonsils, I've got some bad news for you. Until the 19th century, the sap of the marshmallow plant was combined with eggs and sugar to create a meringue, and then baked or otherwise hardened before it was eaten. In the 1800s, marshmallows became increasingly popular, and a faster, cheaper way was needed to produce the sweet treat. The plant sap was eventually replaced with gelatin, remember our episode on Jell-O, and cornstarch. Marshmallows could be made more cheaply and consistently, but the health benefits of the plant were gone. Before bags of marshmallows were readily available on supermarket shelves, the sugary goo was used in many other sweet treats. Nabisco sold its first box of Mallomars, a graham cookie topped with marshmallow and covered in chocolate, in 1913 to a grocer in West Hoboken, now Union City, New Jersey. Moon pies were developed in 1917 by Earl Mitchell Sr., who was inspired to create the marshmallow graham cracker chocolate confection by coal miners who were looking for something sweet and filling to eat. Also in 1917, confectionery shop owner Archibald Quarry developed the recipe for a marshmallow spread, and in 1920, Toot Sweet Marshmallow Fluff was born, later shortened to simply Fluff. Marshmallows wouldn't be the campfire staple they are today without the work of Frenchman Alex Dumas, an executive at Dumas Candy Company. Dumas figured out a way to speed up the mellow-making process by developing the extrusion process, which is widely used today. Machines would force the sugary, gelatinous liquid through tubes and then blast the liquid with gas at 200 pounds per square inch. The marshmallows could instantly be cut into uniform shapes and sizes without having to wait for the sugar to cool or the marshmallow skin to form. From the marshes of Europe to the factories of today, marshmallows have changed a lot in culinary history and cultural imagination. While once we may have used marshmallow sap to reduce inflammation, we now celebrate the coming of spring with sugar-coated marshmallow peeps. To learn more, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time for N is for Niacin. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.